Hi, welcome. This is the caddyinfo.com Cadillac chat. Actually, we probably ought to call it Cadillac News tonight because I don't think any of our regulars are going to be available for chat. The big news in this week was Cadillac announced their global sales for April. So I'm going to hit share screen and then we'll flip over and look at the Cadillac sales report. So globally, basically sedans were down in the United States, and I think the United States sales drove sedans down other places. China was still up 13%, so good for them. And Europe and Russia, Cadillac sales were up 45%. But the depressed sedan sales in the United States, I think, drove overall sales down somewhat. That U.S. sales were down by 4,000, overall sales were down by about 4,000. So I think we're just seeing the impact of the U.S. market. Now, Cadillac did say, well, you know, we're just bringing in we were selling out of the SRXs, and we're bringing on the XT5s, and we just got the CT6 to the showroom. And I think that there probably is, you know, a certain amount of logic there, because what happens, I think, is as the dealers, they want to move all their SRXs and sell them, so they focus on them before they start to really push the XT5s, as they try and make sure that all the SRXs reach happy homes. The other interesting, now that doesn't change the fact that ATS hasn't sold where they wanted it to sell. And the ELR didn't sell where they wanted it to sell. ELR is still running about 100 a month, so good, but it's not anywhere close to, I think, what they wanted. The other interesting thing was over on carscoops.com, they showed some images, and I'll link them into our thread this week, our topic this week about the chat, showed some images of the very first Cadillac V8, which was a 1915 model year, but 1914 car, but it showed a V8 convertible from 1914. And so thank you to Carscoops for digging that out. That's kind of the high points of the news in terms of Cadillacs that I can think of for this week. And so we'll just keep it a short evening. The other thing I was going to talk to you a little bit about was I had booted up the Cosworth toolkit. Now, what this is Cosworth actually did the performance data recorder for Cadillac, and the toolkit, what it allows you to do is once you've loaded a file from your performance data recorder onto your computer, then the toolkit will allow you to see data from that file in great detail. And so the if I let's see, I'm going to get ahead of myself. So I'm going to hit screen share, full screen, start screen share. Well, I won't try and do a full review tonight. But so here is a data file, and I don't know how the video will play over video and a screen share, but this is a data file. So that's the video file out the performance data recorder in the ATS-V. Okay, but now if we choose corners, then what it's doing is, okay, here was the route you went, and look, here is, this is a long straightaway. So from its point of view, it has plotted out every corner and straightaway. So it's automatically, you know, if I were driving the car on a racetrack, it's basically automatically plotted the racetrack for you. So each time you do a lap, it would be able to tell you how fast were you going along each part of the lap. And then we can actually look at charts. And then if I tell it to play again, and it's actually showing me the performance data here on the right, accelerator, the brake, the time value, although in this case it's not, it didn't have a time value, what time it is in the video, and then it's showing where the car is along the track. or along the, and you can flip from, I want to say corner 10, I want to say corner 12. And so corner 12 is coming right up on this 90 degree turn. So corner 14 and 14 to 15. So corner 14, let's play that. And we can actually choose to see the video from corner 14. Okay, so let's tell that to play. So here's, we're waiting. And it's showing steering angle. So the steering wheel was turned a little bit to the left. Speed zero, first gear, no time delta. And then we made 0.56 Gs turning left around that 90 degree turn. So I could see tons of use for this, you know, whether, even if you're not in racing, if you're just doing autocross or you're doing something where basically you could set up a course on the parking lot, and this would tell you a ton of useful information for tuning your car and for measuring the performance of the car. And so I am thoroughly impressed. Thank you, Cosworth. Thank you, Cadillac. I think that's a terrific setup. And I'm still thinking through what are all the different uses that we could get from that. But I'm very excited about that. And this is free software that came with you know, that you can download. You put in the VIN of your car and you download the software and okay, you're set. Okay, so big shout out to Vinny, missed you this week, to Jim, our friend Cadillac Jim, our friend Texas Jim. But I'd love to see Kevin back on another night. Tim Carroll, thinking about you. I'd like to hear more about your business and what's going on with your business these days. Okay, so sorry we didn't have a longer show tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Check us out again next week. We do these on Thursday nights. We generally start at 7:30 Central Time, and it runs until people get tired of visiting. We've been doing these on Google Hangouts. I'm kind of watching because I think every Google Hangouts have not evolved forward as much as we had hoped, but it makes a really wonderful way to do a group chat that saves directly to YouTube. But I'm also looking at, you know, should we be using Periscope or should we be using Facebook Live or should we, you know, what other technologies would lend themselves to this. Anyway, but if you want to be on the chat one Thursday night, then contact me and let me know that that's the situation and I will help you figure out the technology part of it. Thanks.